News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, lots happening at the moment in Mount Street. We're going to talk in a minute as well about the new EU migration pact. Should it be put to a referendum? But let's cross, first of all, to Mount Street and the International Protection Office in Dublin. Stephanie Rowan is at the scene. Stephanie, just bring us up to speed with what's happening with the tents there.
Okay, well, at about 6 a.m. this morning, officials from the HSE, Gardaí and Dublin City Council came down to Mount Street. The area was completely sealed off and remained sealed off this morning. And they started going from tent to tent, interviewing people, taking their names, jotting it down. Then I saw refugees come out. They didn't seem to be aware of what was going on. They started folding up their belongings, duvets, gathering their bags. And there's about 5 buses here, Shane, and we're being told they're being moved to an IPAS centre elsewhere, I believe in Dublin, where they're going to be located in an area with sanitation, with showers, with chargers, etc. I was speaking to one man from Nigeria. He said he wasn't sure what was going on. He was happy to get on the bus. It's a very calm, it's a very efficient operation going on. I can tell you at the moment, I'm looking at men and they're just waiting to get onto one of those 5 buses. And there's also a truck with a grabber, which I believe will gather up the tents as soon as they're removed.
Okay, Stephanie Rowan, thanks indeed for that. Stephanie will be reporting from the scene throughout the morning here on News Talk Breakfast. Let's bring in the People Before Profit TD Breed Smith and the Independent TD Michael Healy-Ray. Breed, to you first. This seems like a sensible solution. I mean, Mount Street it had become very problematic, the number of tents who were there that were on the street without sanitation.
Yeah, I was down the last time the camp was set up, and it was pretty rough for those that had to endure it living on the street. But I'd be worried that this is going to set a precedent for all rough sleepers, taking them off the street like this. And I'm concerned about where they're going to put them. Asylum seekers and refugees need to have indoor accommodation, not another tent area somewhere in the mountains. And I would make the case very strongly that there are plenty of empty buildings around this city, so many empty buildings around them. We're actually creating a document of the number of publicly owned and church owned. Significantly, the Catholic Church have a huge amount of derelict property that could be used and adapted to give these people indoor accommodation.
Yeah, but I mean, that's absolutely fair enough. And maybe more, there's no doubt more needs to be done on that. But do you accept the principle that you can't have people just pitching a tent wherever they want?
Well, it didn't happen because they wanted to do it. They were faced with no choice. And that choice was, you know, what they come here, there's no accommodation offered to them. And what do? Stand under a tree and sleep there all night? They have no choice but to pitch tents when they're being denied accommodation by the state. And I guess in their heads, the IPAS surrounding areas seemed like a safe option for them because it must feel very unsafe, particularly for people of colour who are homeless in this city at the moment.
Okay, Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD, your reaction to this news that the tents on Mount Street are being removed this morning?
Well, good morning, Shane. I was actually out there earlier myself this morning. I saw it firsthand. It's a big operation because I had seen that gathering of tents growing every week. And it was an enormous operation that they're at outside there. It's still ongoing. It's been about an hour and a half since I was out there. And they seem to be doing a big job of taking this encampment away. But the thing is, it's all about policy. It's how did we let things get to this stage? And I really believe that the debacle of the people coming down through the north, coming to Dublin, and the what I would call reputational damage that has been done to Ireland, both nationally with our own people and abroad, because of the lack of joined up thinking by the government, it's really causing a major problem. And what we need now, myself and my colleagues in the Rural Independent Group, we have a private member's motion this morning led by Matthew McGrath with regard to the EU Migration and Asylum Pact, because we want this to be properly debated. We want for people to make the right decisions. And what we need is a government to join up their thinking and to, for once and for all, deal with this problem.
Okay.
Deal with it in a proper
way. How would that help one person, put one asylum seeker out of a tent? How would it help reduce the number of asylum seekers coming here if we went it alone and didn't cooperate with our EU partners on migration?
Well, I suppose the first thing you have to ask is, why are so many people coming to Ireland? And the truth is, there is a perception that Ireland's policy is a lot more lenient than places like the UK or like Denmark, where they have what I'd call a tougher
policy. Sorry,
can I
just pull you up on something here? Sorry, do you have the facts to back up that more asylum seekers are coming to Ireland than, say, Austria or Slovakia or Poland or Italy or Spain?
Well, the answer to that is very simple and straightforward. If we have a person today who's over in England, why do they leave England? And why do they...
That's not the answer to the question that I asked you. I asked you, you have the facts? You said more people, we're a soft touch, more people are coming here. Do we have the facts to back up that more people are coming here than other EU countries?
But do you think that we're not seen as a soft touch?
That's not the question I asked. I've looked at the figures. We're not out of proportion with other EU countries in terms of the number of asylum seekers coming
here.
Well,
I would definitely think that if you take the population that we have in Ireland, if you take the health service, the education, all the other aspects, it's not just about housing. There are other things to taking care of people than just providing a house. You have to have adequate healthcare. You have to have education.
You do.
You have to have all of the other things that do today with day-to-day living. But are you trying to tell me, so that over the last couple of years, that Ireland hasn't done more than its fair share, and that we haven't...
I was putting a question to you, but can I bring in Breed Smith? Breed, what's your view on this idea of a referendum on the EU Migration Pact?
Well, look, I'm opposed to the EU Migration Pact as well, and we'll be voting against it coming through, but for entirely different reasons to what Matty McGrath and the Rural Healy Ray and the Rural Independents are outlining this morning. In a 3-page motion, they never once mentioned why it is that human beings move across the planet in the way that they do. There's no mention of wars, of famine, of climate change, of droughts, of heavy unemployment. They don't see the human beings behind the statistics.
Is that not implicit in the word refugee?
No, it's not implicit in their motion. I don't know if you've read it, but
I thought you were talking about the Migration Pact. You're talking
talking about the motion, the 3-page motion.
Sorry, yes, okay.
That the deputy referred to there. They don't see the human beings and why this is happening. All they see is a hysteria around the idea that we don't have enough housing, enough health services, enough childcare, enough doctors.
Can I put that to Michael?
I have to qualify what I just said. All of which is true, absolutely true, but none of which is to be blamed on migrants or asylum seekers.
Okay.
And if they got their way and deported every single one of them in the morning, does Michael Healy-Ray think that the housing crisis would be solved as a result?
Okay, Michael, let him respond to that.
Well, first of all, if you read our motion, to be fair now, there's no hysteria in our motion. All we're looking for is debate. I think everybody in Ireland is looking for debate. I think it's a very reasonable thing for us to be saying, which we said yesterday at our press conference, that we really believe that the people of Ireland are entitled to a referendum. I think the people want a referendum on this. I think the people would like to have their say in what policy we have in the future years with regard to migration. I think that's only fair. The government asked us to go to the polls for a referendum that no one actually wanted.
Breed, how about that? It's just about debate and offering people a choice.
I don't know how many times we've had these debates in the Oireachtas, and it's not the first time that Michael's group have put a motion to the floor of the Dáil using their private members' time. The thing is that he does argue, and they do argue, that the housing crisis, the health crisis and all the rest of it are what are troubling people. The question of human beings and why they flee and the needs that they have and the obligation, I would argue, that we, as a very, very wealthy country on this planet, have to look after everybody, particularly Irish people who need housing, who need healthcare, and migrants who need housing, who need healthcare. We have that obligation. We have failed to do so. But you never see a motion from the independent group that Michael belongs to sitting on the floor saying the government are not socially responsible.
Michael Healy,
to end the housing crisis. In fact, Michael Healy, last word. Benefits from housing refugees.
Okay. Do you want to address that specific point, Michael?
I do. I think my record and the record of my colleagues in the Rural Independent Group stands for itself. We are standing up every day for people, as I was yesterday for people who need scoliosis operations. Every day of the week, we are fighting for people, and whether they're people from abroad or people from Ireland, we have a conscience. We are out to serve and to be servants of the people, and to go saying anything else about us this morning, to be honest, it's wrong. It's unfair and it's untrue, and it's not right to say or to insinuate that we're not caring about people.
Unfortunately have to leave it there. Independent TD Michael Healy, People Before Profit TD Breed Smith, thank you for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.